This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals this Thursday morning, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite. They come to us, of course, from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a little snapshot of what's going on in the market. You get it once a week in your email inbox. Also has a link to the most recent podcast, so it's a really cool feature. I signed up a few years ago. I love getting a look at what's been going on, and of course sometimes I like to listen back to the show just because it's just that great. Again, as mentioned, joining us this morning, CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite. How you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing great, Sean. How are you
doing? Really well. Great to talk with you, CJ. Kyle, welcome back. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Sean. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a few months, but it's great to talk with both of you guys. And we've got a fantastic show, as always, ahead. We are going to be talking about when's the right time to retire. And my next-door neighbor, she just retired last week, and what an exciting time it is for her. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. If there are folks maybe considering retiring before 65, one, I'm jealous, and two, we'll get some details there. But before we get rolling on that conversation, one of the important things we do on this program as well as the weekly Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception. The folks from Kloss Financial offered up a $25 gift card to Starbucks if you are the winner of this week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll tell you all about it a little bit later on in the program. Just a quick point, though, is pay close attention to the show, which you should be doing anyway. Typically, both the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during that week's program. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer from last week as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. And we'd like to thank everybody for listening. And congrats to our winner from last week, which was Anne from DeForest. So the question from last week was, how many homeowners over the age of 65 currently carry mortgages in the United States? Is it 9 million or 19 million? And the answer was over 9 million homeowners still carry a mortgage after the age of 65.
Very good stuff. And we will do a new one this week, so listen closely. And we are going to talk about something that applies to everyone, which is, when is the right time to pull that trigger and retire? And there's that also that group of folks that are thinking, you know what, I want to retire before 65. What should people be aware of there?
Yeah, this is an important topic because there's a lot of people, especially now with things like COVID and uncertainty around the world, it reminds us, or at least in the last couple of months, we've been reminded of what's important in life. Time with family, flexibility, time away, whatever it might be. And so there's a number of additional people looking at potentially retiring early, which we think is great, but you just need to both look at the numbers and the financial implications of doing so. So there's a few valid questions you should consider. Number one would be, what do you mean by early retirement? Is it an age or a date you have in mind? Or does it just mean that you're able to stop doing your full-time work and cut back to something that's less stressful? So what do you mean? Now, some people say to us, well, I want to retire yesterday, right? That's the ha-ha way of just saying, I want to retire as soon as possible. And if that's you, that's great. But I had a gentleman come in and meet with me not too long ago, and he said, I hope to retire early. He was in his 30s. And I said, great. What are you doing to kind of plan for that? He goes, I'm not doing anything. I just hope to retire early. And so it is a good reminder that hope is not a plan, right? Now, I don't mind if somebody says, I hope my plan works out so that I can retire early, right? Because there is still a humility that has to go along with retiring early. Things need to work out. You need to get the raises you think you're going to. You're going to have to save appropriately, so on and so forth. So there is still always a certain level of humility that goes along with any plan that you put together. But just blanketly saying, I hope, without any plan is not a good idea. So put actions to your plans. And just keep in mind that the average retirement age is earlier than you may think. According to a 2018 Gallup poll, the average worker age 50 to 64 said that they didn't expect to retire until age 67. However, that same poll revealed the average person who is currently retired left their job at age 61. Among current retirees, 43% said that they had to retire earlier than they had hoped, and it's typically due to either health issues or losing their job. And this is according to the Employee Benefit Research Institute. So there's the, I hope to work to age 67, you end up getting laid off or have a health issue and you have to retire earlier. That might be something you should try to plan for. And there is a reality to be aware of, which is according to a U.S. Census Bureau, the average length of retirement is 18 years. So, you know, you think about this, everyone. If you're going to retire and you're going to be retired for 18 or in some cases 20, 25, maybe even 30 plus years if you're retiring early, that's a lot of years of income you need, like a lot of years. And so when people say to me, I don't believe Social Security is going to be there and I want to retire at 50, I go, my goodness, you better be saving 70% of your income along the way to make that happen because you have a long retirement to fund. Now, again, some people kick back on me and they say, no, CJ, I'm not looking to actually retire. I just want to do something else, right? I want to work my dream job. Okay, that's fair enough. But just know what it is that you're working towards and put action to your plans.
Really good stuff.
So question.
I didn't mean to interrupt CJ, but I just said, we're on a roll here and really good stuff from CJ and Kyle this morning. Don't forget you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for Kyle and CJ, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And something we talked about, didn't mean to cut you off on this, CJ, but we talked a lot about a couple of weeks ago about debt and assets and those type of things when it comes to retirement. What do we need to know there?
Yeah, that's the second question you need to be asking yourself if you're looking to retire early is, have you taken a close look at your finances, your debt levels, your assets, retirement investments, things like that? Because the reality is you want to carry the least amount of debt into retirement as possible. And the question you should be asking is, what can I do today to make that happen? So listen, I actually love when people are proactive, put actions to their plans, and make things happen that are outside of the box. I had a client recently who lives just outside of Madison who decided to sell their home, fix up a nice kind of larger oversized van, turn it into basically a mobile home. So not an RV, by the way. It was just like a big van that they reconstructed into a tiny little mobile home and go travel for the next couple of years. That's awesome. And by the way, it's not very expensive, right? When you actually look at it, you don't need to have a lot of money to do that. So there are some amazing things you can do, but you have to adjust your expectations. If you're planning on owning two properties in retirement, traveling around the world three times a year, and you want to retire early, then I would say, awesome, you just better get to saving. So connect your plans and your goals with financial realities, and then just start working towards it. And you'll want your investable assets to be the most they possibly can, of course. But be aware, if you're going to retire before 59 and a half or before 55, then you have to be careful of how much you put into retirement accounts, since those limit your access until you reach certain ages. And then here's a fact. Most financial planners recommend that you consider trying to replace about 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. So that is a fact. That's what most financial advisors suggest. However, I am here to tell you, don't rely on rules of thumb. We give you rules of thumb on this show all the time because I don't know who exactly is listening right now. However, don't rely on that. If you end up saying, I decided to do all these things and I never talked to a personal financial advisor and I just relied on all the rules of thumb that everybody threw out there, not a good plan. Rules of thumb are only good as a guide, not as an application to you. So you may need significantly less than 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income, or you may need double your pre-retirement income. It all depends on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So make sure you do a hard check on your figures before you retire.
Really good guidance, really good information. Also, I follow the hashtag van life on social media because you mentioned those people converting you know, vans and those type of things and a little RVs, and there's a whole movement of people that do that. It's a really fun way to spend some time.
It's cool.
That's really awesome. Cool that you know somebody that's doing that stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and, of course, Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Kyle and CJ, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Our telephone number here at station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with your question. Don't forget as well the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great resource, great website. Check that out, klaasfinancial.com, to learn more about Klaas Financial. And don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial. Get to know your appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Kyle and CJ and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can call the station. We'll get you up with CJ and Kyle. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Klaas Financial online, their website, klaasfinancial.com. K-L-A-A-S financial.com and their telephone number 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment with Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. Talking about when to retire, kind of the core of the questions people have as they're thinking about retiring. And what if you think about retiring early? And that brings up an interesting thing is when it comes to the considerations about health care and health insurance, if you decide to retire before 65, that's a big thing to think about and plan for, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Sean. This is probably the next question that we ask all our retirees. If they are planning on going early, meaning before 65, what is the health insurance piece going to look like? Because it can be very expensive depending on how you can qualify for it and things like that. So we've got a couple of ages that we always look at. CJ mentioned 59 and a half a little bit earlier. The next age is usually like 62, because that's the age that you can start receiving Social Security. Now, this is a reduced amount, and they do have income caps if you're going to work a little bit after age 62, things like that. But 62, you can start receiving your Social Security. Now the next one, which is the biggest one for a lot of people, is 65. So 65 is the age at which you become eligible for Medicare. Therefore, if you're under 65, under normal circumstances, you will not be able to receive Medicare. So that's another big one. A 65 is kind of, we call that kind of your home free. Once you can get there, because Medicare is a lot more reasonable as far as health insurance goes. And what Medicare is, remember, is the federal health insurance program in the United States. So it consists of Part A and Part B. So usually when you turn 65, you're automatically enrolled in Part A, and then you elect Part B whenever you decide to stop working and things like that. So Part A and Part B cover a good portion of your medical expenses. It's about 80%. And then usually you pick up either what they call a Medicare Advantage plan or Part C, if you've read through some of that. And then that can also wrap in your prescription drugs and things like that. So typically 65 is the big number for Medicare, because it's probably going to be some of the best health insurance you've ever had. And it's a lot more reasonable than some of these other options that I'll go through here in a second. So how you're going to pay for health insurance is the big one before 65. So there are some options. So we said 62 is the youngest, because that's when you can get Social Security. The next age that some people look at is 63 and a half, because at 63 and a half, you could be eligible for COBRA. So remember, COBRA is basically you're continuing your health insurance that you have through your employer. And it allows you to keep all of your same coverage, same doctors, all that kind of stuff. And usually you can stay on that for about 18 months. And while COBRA is expensive, it can still be less expensive than some other options out there as well. So we've got COBRA as one option. There's also the spousal health insurance. So if you're fortunate enough that your spouse is going to continue working and let you retire, maybe you can stay covered on their insurance for a period of time. And another one is the VA health insurance. So first of all, thank you all to all of our veterans who have served. If you have served and were discharged under normal conditions, you may qualify for VA healthcare benefits. And that's a huge network. They have over 1,700 medical centers and outpatient clinics across the U.S. So that can be a big one for people too. And there are still some employers that will allow you to carry on retiree health insurance. That's getting less and less, but that could be an option as well.
Very good stuff there. Great information, as always, talking with Kyle Kite and CJ Klaas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaas Financial online, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn about the separate divisions of Klaas Financial, whether it's Klaas 360, Klaas 401k, and of course, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, when it comes to retirement planning. Again, the website, klassfinancial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter right there on the website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Also got a line open for you right now. If you have questions for CJ and Kyle, they'd love to answer them for you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Kyle, CJ, and you. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Kyle Kite and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. Talking about when to retire and what's that right time and what are some of the things you need to think about. And we left off talking about a very important area, which is, of course, health care, health insurance, and other options for folks. And let's talk about other places to get health insurance and health coverage. If you are under the age of 65, what are some of those options for people?
Yeah, I just, before I get into some of this, I just want to emphasize what Kyle just went over there. He did a great job of talking about COBRA and Medicare primarily, along with VA benefits and a few other options. But long story short, we really cannot emphasize enough the importance of age 65 as it relates to retirement. Because health insurance is a huge component of the planning that you need to consider as you're going to choose when you want to retire. And 65 is what we call the promised land as it relates to retiring because you are eligible then for Medicare. Does not mean you cannot or should not retire before 65. It's just we can't emphasize enough the importance of planning significantly if you're going to retire before becoming Medicare eligible. So with that being said, if you're going to retire before 65, there's a few options out there. One would be short-term medical health insurance and hospital plan bundles. Now, again, this is separate from COBRA. COBRA actually stands for Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act. I don't know why it's called that, but that is what allows you to carry on your employer-based health insurance for 18 months post-retirement. These short-term health insurance plans and hospital bundles are assuming you're not either eligible for COBRA, don't have it, or you've expired the 18 months and you're still not 65. And during this period, a short-term policy could be the right solution. And they tend to provide coverage for 30 to 364 days, depending upon your state. In Wisconsin here, these plans are available through WPS or eHealth and are limited to less than 12 months at a time. These short-term plans include a range of benefits that help pay for catastrophic medical events, but don't typically cover preventative care or pre-existing conditions. So kind of like warning, 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 right? Because if they're not covering pre-existing conditions and it's a short-term plan and something pops up related to a pre-existing condition, it could be a huge financial burden. So if you're retiring more than 1 year before age 65, you may want to look at purchasing a major medical insurance plan through the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Although the Affordable Care Act tax penalty no longer applies, starting from back in 2019, these major medical insurance plans still offer comprehensive coverage. And additionally, you can get what are called subsidies to help pay for the Affordable Care Act health insurance if your income is low enough. So listen, if you're going to plan on using the Affordable Care Act health insurance pre-65, and that's what you're going to rely on, then my biggest encouragement to you would be get a good accountant and be aware of the subsidies. Listen, we have people paying, let's say individuals, paying everything from $15,000 a year for this quote-unquote affordable care, and we have people paying as little as almost nothing per year for the same exact health insurance. So the question is, what gives? What's the difference? And the answer is income and subsidies. So if your income remains low enough, and I'm talking taxable income here, it's actually modified adjusted gross income to be specific, but if you can keep your MAGI low enough, even if you're a high net worth person, by the way, you can keep your MAGI low enough, you can get significant subsidies. And there are a few others. There's also what are called medical insurance cooperatives that are available. These are in a few states that began through the Affordable Care Act. Four are currently operating, and they began with 23, by the way. There's what are called faith-based healthcare plans. These are plans that offer a more affordable alternative to health insurance with comparable benefits. These plans are often referred to as medical sharing plans, and it's just basically a group of like-minded people that come together to basically share in healthcare costs. And then, as Kyle mentioned earlier, you could always get a part-time job working at Chipotle, Costco, Home Depot, Lowe's, Staples, Starbucks, U-Haul. And these are great because for these part-time jobs, they'll often offer company-sponsored health insurance. So bottom line in all of this, speak to your financial advisor, get a good accountant. If you're planning on retiring early, covering this health insurance piece is going to be a critical step.
Very good guidance. Great information. As always, talking with CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that number as well. Now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes, from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, you will win that $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Under normal circumstances, if I retire at 63, can I get my health insurance through Medicare? True or false? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with that correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Starbucks. And of course, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, the telephone number 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that number 442-5637. CJ, Kyle, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkiss comes your way next, right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.